Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Two are arrested after a traffic stop in Lonsdale. On Saturday, Lonsdale police pulled over a vehicle for a busted windshield. As the officer approached the driver, 41-year-old Heather Bosquez of Montgomery, there was a strong odor of marijuana. The passenger, 27-year-old Cole Robert Stocker of Jordan, told the officer he had a glass bowl he was using and that's why it was so strong. The occupants were asked to get out of the vehicle. That's when Bosquez asked if it was illegal to have marijuana in the car. The officer said it was. A thorough search of the vehicle revealed nearly 29 grams of methamphetamine, over 56 grams of marijuana, and half gram of black tar heroin, a combined street value of $3,500, along with numerous drug paraphernalia. Both are charged with third-degree drugs, a felony of up to 20 years in prison. Stocker is also charged with two counts of felony fifth-degree drugs. Bosquez said the drugs were coming out of Lonsdale. Their initial court appearances are July 6th. In August of 2016, 42-year-old Chad Michael Gibson never even slowed down when he slammed into a vehicle on I-35 and Highway 60 in a construction zone, killing a man. Gibson of St. Paul pled guilty in January in Rice County Court to criminal vehicular homicide and criminal vehicular operation. A 63-year-old Eden Prairie man was killed, his wife severely injured. Rice County Attorney John Fossum, who prosecuted the case, sought a sentence of 7 to 8 years. Gibson and his lawyer asked for less. He was sentenced June 8th to 105 months in St. Cloud Prison, stayed for 10 years. He's currently serving 310 days in the Rice County Jail on work release and has paid $17,000. On June 13th, Fossum filed a notice of appeal, unhappy with Judge Jeff Johnson's sentence. Gibson's been previously convicted of multiple driving offenses, burglary, criminal sexual conduct, and not registering as a predatory offender. Fossum told KYMN the whole appeal process will likely take a year. And the Northfield school facilities have been a hot topic with a failed referendum last year and a possible referendum this year. Superintendent Dr. Matt Hellman commented that the master facilities plan was developed over a couple of years, gathering input from hundreds of community members.
As you move forward, if there's something that doesn't go the way you had hoped, you don't pout about it, you don't cry about it, you learn and you say, okay, what's next? How can we make this better for the next time?
While the operating levy passed last year, the $109 million bond did not. Hillman said the school board then reached out to 30 members of the community asking what they could vote for.
That group met several times, and at the last meeting we said, we kind of ran it like a political convention saying, you know, give us something, a recommendation you'd like the board to hear.
What rose to the top was a focus on early education.
Almost 60% of that 30-member team suggested that the elementary projects come ahead this fall. About another 20%, 15 to 20% of those folks said that they could live with it coming forward this fall.
The plan is a refurbished Greenvale Park Elementary School into an early childhood education center and build a new elementary school on that land. They'd add a secure entrance to Bridgewater Elementary. The current office would be renovated for special education, which would allow for more general education space. Sibley would get a new cafeteria and kitchen and renovated media center. Longfellow would be used for the district office, which would alleviate some space for the high school. Hillman commented on the thoughts of some that they would just let the high school go.
I'm not going to ever authorize a strategy that would say we're just going to let our facilities go to gain some kind of advantage in a future campaign. To me, that would be unethical.
The school board has until August to decide whether to put it to the voters this fall. There are no funeral notices. News from around the state is next.